Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
Lord, today we ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to shine the light of the Word into our heart so that we will put what we learn into practice. We want to do what you say, Father. And we know that when we obey your word, we will be like a house built on a rock. That even with the storm and the wind come, nothing can damage our life. We will be able to stand in the midst of pressure. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Actually, I have the privilege of teaching the word of God. Because I need to teach, I need to prepare and read the sermon many, many times. The Word of God really changed my life. So I want to encourage you to do the same thing, to keep listening and keep learning the truth and let the truth change you. Today I would like to talk about mothers. Even though we talk about mothers or talk about women, but all the principles that I talk here can be applied to men as well. Because the biblical principles are universal. I would like to talk about two women in the Bible that were mothers 2,000 years ago. One is Mary and one is Elizabeth. We're going to read through scripture and learn from this story how to be a highly favored mother. How many people want to receive the favor of God? Raise your hand up. How many people want God to bless you? Raise your hand up. I want the favor of God in my life. And I pray that all the ladies who are listening to this teaching want the favor of God as well. Let's turn to Luke chapter 1, 26 to 28. We're going to talk about the favor of God. We're going to talk about the promise of God and how to birth the promise of God into our life to see the manifestation of the promise of God. In Luke chapter 1, 26 to 28, I will read a lot of scriptures today to explain to you. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one." Would it be nice if God called you a highly favored one? "The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." The angel of the Lord appeared to this woman named Mary. When you read this scripture, you know right away, you can figure it out that God was looking for a vessel. And God is still looking for a vessel today in the 21st century to fulfill his purpose. For his purpose at that time, he wanted a body to carry the baby Jesus in her womb. And God chose Mary, a highly favored woman. And I pray that all of you will be in the same situation in this generation. That God gonna pick you to be a vessel to fulfill his purpose in this time and this generation. I believe that if the angel appeared to you in your bedroom, you would be very, very scared. Maybe your knee will fellowship with one another. You would think in your heart that, why is this angel appearing to me today? Is he going to bring judgment or he's going to bring me some news or what he wants to do here? I believe you will be very scared. But the angel say, "Fear not." The angel greet her, "You are highly favored woman and the Lord is with you." I want this scripture to be with all of us in this room. That when God looked down from heaven, he will say, "You are highly favored man and woman of God and I am with you." This angel brought the promise of God. He brought the words of the Lord regarding her life. And I believe that all of us receive the word of the Lord for ourselves, either through the Bible or by the Holy Spirit. So today we're going to learn how to be a highly favored person in the eyes of God and how we can fulfill the promise of God in our life. I believe that you want to be favored by God. Look at Luke chapter 1, 29 to 34, the Bible continued to say, "But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary.'" You can change the name because the Bible is for everyone. The Bible is God speaking to everyone. You can change the name to your name instead of Mary to be your name. "For you have found favor with God." Wow, would it be nice to hear that you have found favor with God. "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" You see that God sent an angel to speak to this highly favored woman. And he gave her a promise. He gave her a task to do, an assignment to do, with the promise. She's going to be pregnant with a baby named Jesus, the Son of the living God, and who also became the Savior of the whole world. You may not hear God say to you the same thing, that you're going to be pregnant with a baby. Some of you already have baby, but some of you may be pregnant with the baby of the promise, that your baby may be a great evangelist of the world. Or maybe you already have grown up children, but you can be pregnant with the promise of God on the inside of you. Today when we talk about pregnancy, we're not talking only about having a baby in your womb, but we're talking about having the promise of God in your spirit, pregnant with the promise of God. And if you notice in this story, this promise, this assignment looked impossible. Why? Because she said that she hasn't slept with any man. She hasn't been married. She was only in engagement. So it seemed impossible to be pregnant with the baby named Jesus. Many times, the promise of God in your life that you are pregnant with look impossible in the eyes of man, in your own eyes. But God said, "Don't worry about it, because when I promise, I'm faithful, I'm going to bring it to pass." The promise of God in your life will become a manifestation of reality. So the angel knew that Mary was wondering how this is going to happen. So he gave more word of confirmation. This is what he said in verse 35 to 38. "And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you.'" Everyone say Holy Spirit. "And the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative," actually her cousin, "has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren." Elizabeth, her cousin, was old already, and she was barren. But God performed a miracle that this older lady who was barren became pregnant, 6 months pregnant already. This is a sign and wonder. This is a supernatural thing. So God said, "I want to tell you that I'm not lying. You're going to see a miracle on the other side of your family. And when you see her, you know that you're going to get pregnant even though you never slept with a man. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Everyone say, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, you notice the response of Mary. She did not say like, "Oh, no. I don't want this to happen to me. My friend and my relative going to say that I have some kind of affair with somebody. That's why I get pregnant. Many people going to reject me. I think this is crazy. I don't want to be pregnant without getting married." How did she respond? Why God called her a favored woman? Behold, the maid servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. This lady, Mary, she decided to obey the Lord. She decided to believe the promise of God. She decided to be the vessel of the purpose of God. That's why God knows her heart. That's why God called her a highly favored woman. Amen. So you can see that this lady named Mary has a special characteristic. That's why God gave her so much favor. And today we even still mention her name because she received the favor from God. I want to read many scripture about the favor of God. The Bible say that the favor of God is better than silver and gold. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 1. Today I want to challenge you to live a life that the favor of God will be upon your life. Don't just be Christian who just miss hell only a few inches. We need to live a life that is full of the favor of God on earth here. Amen. Not just missing hell for a few inches. In Proverbs chapter 22 verse 1, the Bible says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And loving favor, loving God's favor rather than silver and gold. Do you know that there are many things in our life that you cannot buy with money? Do you know that? Many things in your life you cannot buy with money. The favor of God will make the crooked path straight for you. The favor of God will open the door for you that you cannot open yourself. The favor of God will protect you wherever you go. It will bring the blessing to you, to bring the wonderful things to your life. The favor of God will make you produce more when you have less. You may have only a limited amount of money to invest for something. But the favor of God will produce much more out of that small amount of money. The favor of God will prevent calamity, will make all the way for you. You should seek the favor of God in your life. That's what the Bible tries to say. It's more important than silver and gold. Actually, this morning, I went to make rounds at Overlake Hospital. While I was in the lift up to the third floor of the hospital, I was thanking God for the favor of God. I used to be in the church planting business with another movement. And we worked hard and hard and hard, try to plant even one church in 10 years. We try and try to plant one church in 10 years. Nothing happened in this church. But this morning, God remind me, I dropped 3 churches in your lap in only 1 week. In Lampang, Nonburi, Sisaket, and actually 4. And also in Songkla. 4 churches in 1 week, I drop in your lap. Because I show you my favor. You don't need to do anything. People just walk to you and say, I want to join you. We have a few people and we're going to gather people. We're going to start a church under your ministry. This is the favor of God. Amen. Nothing is better than the favor of God. Look at what the Lord promised Abraham and his descendant. And the descendant here is Isaac, his son. Genesis 26 verse 24. And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, your father. Fear not, for I am with you and will favor you with blessings and multiply your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. God spoke to Isaac. I will favor you with blessing. The favor of God will come with his blessing. When you notice somebody that has been blessed by God, you know that that person has the favor of God. And the same thing, when you show favor to somebody around you, what do you do? When you want to show favor to your kids, if you want to show favor to your employees, what do? You bless that person. You give extraordinary money, or you give a special deal. Maybe send them for a vacation and you pay for them. Amen. So when you get the favor from God, you get the blessing at the same time. And God promised that this blessing of Abraham will come down to the spiritual children of Abraham. And we are the spiritual children of Abraham. Isaac was a natural son, but we are the spiritual son and daughter of Abraham. Therefore, if we walk uprightly, we can expect the blessing and the favor of God in our life as a believer. Amen. Everyone say, I am a spiritual son or daughter of Abraham. I expect the favor of God and His blessing. I don't know about you. I expect the favor of God in everything I do. Amen. Look at the Bible say about how to get the favor of God. In Proverbs chapter 3 verses 1 to 4. My son, forget not my law and teaching. I read from Amplified Bible. And let your heart keep my commandments. You see, we need to really know the Bible. We need to get into the Word of God and know the commandments of God. For length of days and years of a life, worthy, worth living, not just a life that spent in the hospital for 20 years. It's a life that is worth living and tranquility, inward and outward and continuing through old age till death. This shall they add to you. How many people want God to add days in your life instead of die early? How many people want to live a life full of blessing until the old age, until you die? I don't want to live last part of my life with cancer, with knee arthritis, with big problem. I want to live good life until I die. Let not mercy and kindness shutting out all hatred and selfishness, and truth shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy and falsehood, forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. So, okay, you can see here that if you do these two things, number one, you love the Word of God. You practice the Word of God. You put the Word of God in your heart and do it. And not only that, you practice mercy. You practice kindness and truth. Don't lie, don't cheat. When you see people getting into trouble, you help them. If you do that, shall you find favor, good understanding, and high esteem in the sight of God and man. If you obey the word of God, if you show mercy to people, you speak truth, not lie, you shut out hatred, you shut out all the bad attitude, and not only that, you just obey the word of God. The Bible says that He will give you a favor to live a long life. Not only a long life, good life until you die. This is the promise of God. And I want to do what the Bible say here. Amen. How many people say, I'm going to practice Proverbs chapter 3? Raise your hand up. I want the favor of God. So I want to practice Proverbs chapter 3. Look at Proverbs chapter 8, 33 to 35. Hear instruction and be wise. And do not refuse or neglect it. Blessed, happy, fortunate, and be envied is the man who listened to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me, means find God and His wisdom, find life, and draw forth and obtain favor from the Lord. When I read this scripture, I see a picture of a person who never missed church. When the church door opened, he would stand at the gate of the door of the house of God. The Bible says, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. This person would show up in the care group. This person would to read the Bible. This person show up every Sunday. This person sit and listen to the sermon attentively. Put the CD in the car or MP3. Get the iPod and listen to the teaching carefully. This person really, really hungry and want the things of God. And God say that if you can do that, you will find life and you will obtain the favor of the Lord. And you, when you obtain the favor of the Lord, the Bible say that you will obtain the favor from man as well. The Bible say in Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7, when a man's way please the Lord, He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. So, When you make God pleased with you, God has favor upon you. Even sinners who do bad things to other people, they dare not do bad things to you. When they look at you, I dare not touch this man. I dare not touch this woman. And when you ask for something, that evil person will say, okay, go for it. I give you special favor. Even though he or she will not give to somebody else, he will make friend with you. Even your enemies make friend with you because of the favor of the Lord. Amen? Oh, I want to live that kind of life. You seem very excited here in this room. I don't know about you. I'm so excited when I read this scripture. I'm very excited. Because I want to live this way. Amen? So when you hear the word of God, don't just hear, oh, nice teaching, nice information through my right ear to the left ear. No, no, no. When I listen to the teaching, I listen to the word of God, it's like sing into my heart and I get excited. I say, this is for me. I'm going to live like this. This is going to happen to my life. Yes and amen. Amen. You need to get excited about the word of God. Look at Proverbs chapter 11, 10 to 11. When it goes well with the uncompromisingly righteous, the city rejoices. But when the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. The key verse is verse 11. By the blessing of the influence of the upright and God's favor because of them, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Okay, let me explain to you. If the favor of the Lord is upon you, what happened? You will have influence in your city, in your workplace, in your family, in your school, everywhere you go, you have influence toward people's life. The favor of God is upon you. And that favor will flow into people around you. And what happened? That place is exalted. Your workplace will see blessing of God. That's why if you want to hire somebody to work for your company, you need to look for a Christian who has the favor of God. Because when that person show up, the favor of God and the influence of that person gonna bring good things to the company, to the city, to the house. If you are a woman and single woman and you want to marry a man, I recommend you, very simple, look for a man who has the favor of God. Look for a man who obey the Lord, who fear the Lord, who love the truth, mercy, and righteousness. When you marry that man will bring in the favor of God into your house. And what happened? Your house will see the blessing and your house will be exalted in the city. Amen? Amen. I want to be that kind of man. So Pastor Dai is quite blessed. I'm kidding. No, I'm blessed too because Pastor Dai is doing the same thing. So we bless each other by bringing the favor of God into our family. Amen? The entire household, the entire city, the entire company will be blessed, will be exalted. Look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 27. He who diligently seek good. What is good? God. God is good. Who diligently seek the good things of God, the kingdom of God, seeks God's favor. So we need to keep seeking the things of God. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 2. Good man obtains favor from the Lord. And a man of wicked devices, he condemns. Can God call you a good man? Can God call you? He is a faithful man. He obey me. He serve me. He's faithful. He obey my word. I can count on him. If God can call you a good man, you can obtain the favor from the Lord. You will live a long life. God will add you more days, more years. You will live in good blessing of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 13, verses 13 to 15. Whoever despises the word and counsel of God brings destruction upon himself. But he who reverently fears and respects the commandment of God is rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, that one may avoid the snares of death. Good understanding wins favor, but the ways of the transgressor is hard. You can see the scripture say the same thing again. If you honor and respect the word of God, if you honor the things of God, you put them into practice, the Bible say that you will have good understanding. And you will not face death, face big problem. But the favor of God will be upon your life. Amen. Let us live that kind of lifestyle. Amen. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 9. Among the upright, there is the favor of God. We need to be upright people. Live in the truth. Obey the word. Seeking God. Have faith in God. Serve God. Seeking the things of God. And God say the favor of the Lord will be among us. Amen. How many people make a decision? I want the favor of God in my life. Raise your hand up. Praise God. I want the favor of God. I don't want to take care of myself. I want God to take care of me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's continue to see what happened to Mary and Elizabeth. You remember Mary was visited by the angel. She received the promise of God. And she was pregnant with the promise of God inside her. And God gave her confirmation that a miracle will happen to her cousin named Elizabeth. And the Lord said, go to see your cousin, that God never lies. And that's what happened. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary. Everyone say heard. You need to understand that the woman with the Holy Spirit upon her, Mary was anointed. The Bible says the Holy Spirit come upon you. She was anointed by the Holy Spirit. At that time, not everybody has an anointing, only certain people. But Mary was chosen to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. When Mary showed up and Mary spoke, what happened? That the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, just this passage alone, we can learn so much. Number one that I learned. Can I tell you the principle here? Number one, when the anointing is upon somebody, that anointing can spill into somebody else. And it can spill, the presence of God can spill to somebody else through speaking, through the word, through being in contact. And you see that when the anointing of Mary came close to Elizabeth, the baby got touched by the anointing. And the baby leaped. Inside. Later on, I'm going to read the Bible, leap with joy. Not cry. The baby leap with joy. We learn about baby is that the baby in the womb can sense what is outside. Okay? Therefore, parents, that when your wife is pregnant, you should lay hand and impart the anointing on the baby. When the pregnant woman come to me to the prayer line, I always put my hand on the tummy. I want to impart the anointing into the baby. The baby can sense the fighting and the yelling in the house. If you are pregnant and you're yelling to each other in the house, the baby can hear and the baby will be born with fear and insecurity. If the mom rejected the baby in the inside, the baby will be born with the spirit of rejection. The baby can detect the spirit outside, including the Holy Spirit. That's why I noticed since we have the fire of God in the church, our kids that born in this church have less spiritual problem, less mental and physical illness. Because when the pregnant woman sits in the church, the anointing will seep into the baby and get rid of certain bad spirit that come from generation to generation. Amen. You notice that when I lay hand on people, I say fire, fire. Because the anointing come out from my mouth through the word. When Mary spoke, the anointing came out and the Bible says the Holy Spirit came upon Elizabeth. Wow, what a powerful scripture here. This is the Holy Ghost party right now. The Holy Ghost party, three persons have a party. Mary, Elizabeth, and the baby have a Holy Ghost party. The baby dance and Elizabeth get the Holy Ghost and this happen next. Oh, I'm serious. I mean, you can see the picture. Like in our revival meeting, when the Holy Spirit came upon me, I come to you, you get touched, you laugh and you cry. And then when they say fire, the fire of God touch you, we have a Holy Ghost party. Everyone get touched by God. Amen. Look at what happened when the Holy Ghost came upon Elizabeth. Then Elizabeth prophesied. She spoke out with a loud voice and said, she mean Elizabeth, blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. She prophesied the blessing. She prophesied that the promise of God will be fulfilled. She spoke the word of faith right now. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord, mean Jesus, should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Wow. Holy Ghost party. Blessed is she who believed, and there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. When the Holy Spirit fell upon Elizabeth by the anointing of Mary, Elizabeth prophesied. It's not enough just to hear the word of God and get the promise. We need the Holy Spirit. Because if you look at the life of Mary and Elizabeth, the fulfillment of the promise of God came only by the Holy Spirit. Okay? If the angel spoke to Mary that she would become pregnant, and the Holy Spirit did not come upon her, there would not be pregnancy. But because the Holy Spirit came upon her, she got pregnant. The same thing, when the Holy Spirit came upon Elizabeth, what happened to her? She had faith, and she prophesied. She spoke the word of God. We need to be Holy Ghost people. Women in this church, we need to be Holy Ghost women. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit fills you, you can have more faith. And you're going to speak the promise of God by faith like Elizabeth. And what happened? That promise of God shall become fulfilled. Because you spoke it by faith. I want to encourage all of you to be a woman of faith. You notice that Elizabeth say like this in the Bible. Blessed is she who believe. Blessed is woman in this church who believe. Who has faith in the promise of God. Blessed is she who believe. So we need to be a woman and a man of faith. Believe in the promise of God. We are not intimidated by what the doctor say, what the world say, what the news say, what the devil say. We are not controlled by the circumstances because we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Amen. Elizabeth prophesied under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you this question. Are you going to believe in the report of the news in the TV? Are you going to believe in the promise of God in the Bible? Are you going to believe in what God speak to you in your heart, even though it seems impossible? But your God is a God of miracle. Are you going to believe in the circumstances and the surrounding situation? Let me encourage you to stand on the word of God and learn how to be filled with the Holy Spirit and proclaim what God says. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at verses 46 to 56. And Mary said, my soul. Now Mary respond. Okay. This is the Holy Ghost party. Mary walk in. The Holy Spirit touch Elizabeth. Filled with the Holy Spirit. She prophesies. The baby leap on the inside. After Elizabeth prophesies. Now Mary prophesies. They all filled with the Holy Ghost. They all filled with faith now. Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. This is the principle. When you receive the promise of God, instead of being sad, being discouraged, you need to rejoice and believe God can make it happen. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. She declared the promise of God. She's going to have a baby. The baby going to be the son of God. The whole world from generation to generation will call me blessed. Can you say like that to yourself? The city, the nation's going to call me blessed. Amen. I'm going to believe that my children and your children will serve the Lord. Will impact the city and the nations. No matter what you see right now with your physical eyes. You're going to be like Mary. Your children will bless the nation. Your children will bless the cities. Amen? Amen. You need to have that faith. You need to be able to say that the people will call me blessed. Have the promise of God in your heart. These three, these two women and the baby had the Holy Ghost party. They were prophesying on each other. You may not be pregnant with the baby on the inside of you right now. But I believe that God spoke to you through the word. And you should be pregnant with the promise of God on the inside of you. The promise of God shall be fulfilled if you pass all the tests of faith. You should not look at the natural and circumstances. You should be like Mary. Mary did not at her circumstances. If she look at her circumstances, she cannot be pregnant because she was not married yet. Elizabeth was old. Elizabeth was barren, but she was pregnant because she believed in the promise of God. We should not be pushed around by the wind of people's idea. We should be pushed around by the wind of heaven, by the promise of God. Even though the promise of God looked impossible, but by the hand of God, if you stand in faith, you shall see the manifestation of the promise of God in your life. And the promise of God can come to you through two ways. Number one, through the word. And I'm going to read the word of God in a few minutes here. The promise of God for the mother. But the promise of God will come to you through the spirit as well. God may speak to you something. I give you example. God gave the word of prophecy to Pastor Da many years ago that she will be a mother of many nations. She will mother many nations. And now it's happening that many, many people in Thailand call us grandpa, grandma in the Lord. Actually, I handed microphone to a lot of young people in Thailand, in this trip, and they pray for me and that Pastor Da, and they call us my mom and my dad. I'm serious. They call us, thank you for Pastor Varun or Pastor Lau. He is our dad. Thank you for Pastor Da. He is our mom. When I heard that, wow, this is a fulfillment of the scripture that we start to impact other nations. I mean, I'm American now, so I go to Thailand to bless Thailand. You see what I mean? And God prophesies on me that I will be a revivalist. And now it come to pass that I bring the fire of God to the nations. It seems impossible, but it can happen. Amen? So we need to rejoice. We don't quit. We don't give up. And we just keep the pregnancy of the word of God on the inside and let it become real. Let it move the mountain. Let God move the mountain for you. Let God pave the way for you. And believe in that the promise of God will be fulfilled. And remember this, I want to say the last time, again one more time. We need the Holy Spirit. The fulfillment of the promise of God shall not happen without the infilling and the work of the Holy Spirit. The church that welcomes the Holy Spirit, a mom that welcomes the Holy Spirit, a dad that welcomes the Holy Spirit will see miracles in their life. Let me read a few scripture regarding the promise of God to you. In Exodus chapter 20 verses 5 to 6. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. Let's say with me. I'm loyal to the Lord. I keep His commandment. And He will bless my kids, my grandkids, and great-grandkids to the thousand generations. Look at what the Bible says in Isaiah 54 verse 13. These are all the promises of God. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is for me, says the Lord. Everyone say with me, my children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. I will serve the Lord, and the weapon of my enemy shall not prosper. They cannot touch my children. In Jesus' name. Look at another promise of God. Psalm 115 verse 14. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. Let's say at the same time. I believe that my God gives me increase more and more, not only to me, but also to my children. Isaiah 8:18. Here am I, and the children whom the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonder in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. Let's say at the same time. I and my children will be signs and wonders. Our family will be filled with signs and wonders. That is the promise of God. Look at Psalm 112 verses 1 to 3. And we close in prayer. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man and the woman who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Let's say at the same time, my next generation will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in my house and my kids' house, and God's righteousness will endure forever. How many people believe that? Let's give the hand to the Lord. This is the promise of God to all the mom, all the parents in this room. Do you believe that it shall happen? Do you believe that God can work and can do things for your children? Amen. Let's believe in the promise of God. Let us become a highly favored person in this world. And the favor of God will be upon you, and the favor of God will be upon you. Man will favor you. God favor you. And you shall be full of the Holy Ghost. You will be full of faith, and you shall see the promise of God fulfilled in your life. Amen. I'm excited. I'm going to put this into practice myself. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Father, for the teaching of your word that help us to practice, to do the right thing on earth here. We want to receive your favor. We want your favor more than silver and gold. We want to be the blessing, Lord, and bring the favor of God into our home, our office, our school, classroom, and our city and nation, Father. We pray, Father, that we will be like Mary and Elizabeth. We shall be pregnant with the promise of God. We shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, declare the promise of God with our mouth, and we're going to walk by faith, not by sight. We believe that you are the God of the impossibility. Lord, with you, all things are possible. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. May God bless you. Hallelujah. How many people learned something today? Amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com.
To them all gathered in your name, I lift to you this new praise song. All the wrongs I have ever done have been washed away by your only Son. Bring me your tired. Bring me your weak. Bring me your hungry masses. We seek your glory. Lord, I sing to you a new song. Lord, I give to you a new song. Hear the words, and believe her, and I believe. catch your energy. I want to be reborn into loving arms. Lend your grace, please, Lord. Hear my song. Bring me your diet, you said. Bring me your weak. Bring me your hungry masses. We seek your glory.